Japanese. Japanese Class 101.
Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好, 我是Jimmy.
And we're here today with Beginner Season 1, Lesson 12.
Asking for directions in Cantonese.
Right. So today we're going to learn how to turn left, how to turn right, how to go straight ahead.
Yeah.
Right.
Go towards your, how to find your
destination.
Place you
yeah. So
go.
You're not going to get lost.
Yeah.
We've got a conversation here that takes place on the street between strangers. One is asking for directions, and of course, they're speaking casual Cantonese as always.
Right. Let's get to the dialogue.
哪裡有銀行?
前面直行, 然後轉左。
行多久?
10分鐘左右。
One more time, a bit slower.
哪裡有銀行?
前面直行, 然後轉左。
行多久?
10分鐘左右.
And now, with the English translation.
哪裡有銀行?
Where's the bank?
前面直行, 然後轉左.
Go straight, then turn left.
行多久?
How long is the walk?
10分鐘左右.
About 10 minutes. 10 minutes. This is a great dialogue for reviewing. There's
yes.
a lot of stuff that we've covered previously that's coming back, like about 10 minutes.
Yes. 10分鐘左右.
Right. But our vocab today, we're skipping all of this to focus on some new things.
Right.
Directions.
Mostly directions.
Right. So let's get to our vocab section.
哪裡?
Where?
哪裡? 哪裡? 銀行
Bank
銀行 銀行 前
Front
前 前 後
Back
後 後 左
Left
左 左 右
Right
右 右 轉
To turn
轉 轉 直行
To go straight
直行 直行
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. Our focus today is obviously on directions.
Yes.
So the two most important are turning left and turning right.
Right, David? Left is 左.
Left.
左.
And we had the word for right as well.
右.
Right.
右.
Now, let's say you're in a cab. You can tell the cab driver, go left.
轉左.
Go left.
轉左.
Or go right.
轉右.
Go right.
轉右.
But this isn't necessarily the most native way of giving directions.
Right. People from Hong Kong, they say turn left and then turn right.
Right. So it's a bit different. Let's say you're in a cab and you want to give directions to the cabbie. Gimme, what should you do?
Okay, say you want a cab to turn left.
Mm-hmm.
You say, 轉左.
Turn left.
轉左.
Turn left.
Now we need to make a right turn.
Mm-hmm.
轉右.
turn right.
转右.
So Cantonese is very straightforward. It's literally the verb for turn and then the direction.
Yes.
What if we don't want to turn left or right, but we want to go straight ahead?
Okay, that's 直行.
Go straight ahead.
直行.
And that literally means continue to go.
Straight.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you don't want the cabbie to turn, you can say
唔該直行.
Please go straight ahead.
唔該直行.
What about go straight ahead and then stop?
前面直行然後停車.
First, go straight ahead.
前面直行
and then stop.
然後停車.
So three really important things today. We now know how to say left,
左,
right,
右,
and straight ahead.
直行.
In our grammar section, we're going to learn how to chain these together into longer instructions.
Right.
It's grammar time! So our focus today is on giving chained instructions.
Right.
We have something close to this in the second line in our dialogue.
前面直行,然后转左.
Right. Literally this means right here.
前面.
Go straight.
直行.
And then turn left.
然后转左.
Right. So if you're talking on the street, you can always use this right here.
Yes.
But it's more important to know how to generalize instructions.
Right.
So today we're going to teach you how to say first do something,
and
then do something else.
Right.
The pattern for this is
首先然后
first
首先
then
然后
For instance, let's say you need to ask a friend to do you a favor.
You're asking him first go to the bank and then buy a drink.
Right.
首先去银行然后买饮品
Right. First, go to the bank.
首先去银行
Then, buy a drink.
然后买饮品
Or maybe you're asking someone on a date, and you can say, first, a movie, then, a bar.
首先睇戏然后饮嘢
First, a movie, then, a bar.
首先睇戏然后饮嘢
Which is literally, first we're going to watch a movie, and then we're going to drink.
Yes.
Right, so this is a really powerful structure.
首先然后
We can use this in giving directions too.
Right.
For instance, first, go straight ahead. Then turn left.
首先直行,然后转左。
How about, first turn left, then turn right.
首先转左,然后转右。
And there's no reason we need to stop at two.
Right, David. You can say first turn left, then turn right, then go straight, then do whatever.
Right. And to do this, you just keep adding and then or afterwards.
Yes, let me give you an example. 首先转左,然后转右,然后直行,然后再转左。
Okay, so that's first turn left, then turn right, then go straight ahead, and then turn left again.
Right.
Right. So you can chain as many of these together as you want.
Of okay? course.
Once again, the grammar pattern is
首先然后
In our dialogue, we replaced first
首先
with right here
前面
which means right in front of you.
Right.
But it's the same pattern. And with that, we're done our lesson for today. Thanks for listening. I'm David.
I'm Gimmy.
And we'll see you on the site.
下次见。
边度有银行？
前面直行，然后转左。
行几耐？
十分钟到。
Listeners, can you understand Cantonese TV shows, movies, or songs? How about friends and loved ones' conversations in Cantonese? If you want to know what's going on, we have a tool to help. Line by Line Audio. Listen to the lesson conversations line by line and learn to understand natural Cantonese fast. With a click of a button, listen to each line of the conversation. Listen again and again and tune your ear to natural Cantonese. You'll find the line-by-line audio transcript on the lesson page under the Premium Members section at CantoneseClass101.com.